Welcome to Beast Place, January 8th, 2021. This is a continuation of the sort of like, I just want to say my little political bit of the things that I really like. And I was talking about healthcare, and so that was my only complaint about naval health. But I had naval healthcare. I get out of the Marine Corps, and I had so many injuries just from running. Including a couple of other, I'm not going to tell you what all my medical problems are. I mean, I did say I lost my mind, so there's like a mental health issue, but there's other stuff. And so I'm on the VA. Once you get to like 30% or something, I'm 90. I'm considered 90% disabled by the VA, which is 90% true. I don't look disabled. You wouldn't think it, but there's definitely... my experience in the military has made regular life much harder for me than it is for a normal person. I did not react well to it. I'm just one of the 30% of people that get the problem. And of those, there's another like half get over it in time. I don't think I ever will. I'm not trying to be fatalistic. I've got it under control. It's like I had a cancer that was killing me. I managed to get it to like not be killing me, but it's there and it precludes me from doing certain things. Part of it is like I said, it amplified all the negative things. Like I'm neurotic, I'm a glutton. All those things got like kind of turned up. Because I managed, I don't know, whatever. Doesn't matter. The point is I got on the VA and it freed me from like a lot of the worry that people have. Like, you're going to quit your job. And what are you going to do for healthcare? Don't care. I have it. So now all I got to do is worry about food and shelter. And that's relatively easy. Okay. So next topic. Now that I've pissed off right-wing people, let's piss off some left-wing people. First Amendment. I think it's absolute. Not fire and theater absolute, but absolute. So here's what, and the way it's being interpreted today is like, well, Congress, the U.S. Congress can't, or the president, or the Supreme Court, federal government, or state governments, or local governments, can't suppress your free speech to the point where some neo-Nazi paramedic, they tried to fire him. He did something, showed his neo-Naziness, which, by the way, if you're a neo-Nazi, please stop. It's not, look into what that actually means. Like, really, what it was to be a Nazi, and decide if you really are that. You're probably going to decide you're not. You're probably just doing it because it's like a middle finger to the world. But it's the wrong, I think, middle finger. Like, for instance, are you a Malthusian? Do you really believe the United States should conquer? Like if you're a real neo-Nazi American, you would think that the United States should invade Canada because we need more dirt. Well, maybe not, because there's a lot of dirt in America. But that was like one of the big... the reason that the Germans invaded Russia is because they wanted Russian farmland. Literally. It's not a figurative thing. That was their thing. They're like, we don't have enough dirt. We need more dirt to grow food. So we're going to invade Russia, take their dirt so we can grow our food. But then what happens to the Russians, right? That's silly. So it's a silly thing. Malthusianism, Malthusian means like you believe in overpopulation. It's silly. Don't do it. A major tenet of that. Also, another one, there's no free speech in Nazism. There's no like, it wasn't quite oppressive in the same way as like a communist regime is, right? Partially because they didn't. So when the Soviets and Mao, they threw out all, like, here's the thing. If you're going to be a revolutionary, you need to keep people around that know what they're doing. The Bolsheviks and the Maoists did not. They got rid of everybody. Just everybody gone. Same thing happened in Iraq. We just got rid of all the Baathists, and now no one knows what they're doing, and it's a disaster for like 20 years. Till the next wave of people figure it out, right? But it's not... it's not a do whatever you want society. It's not like a, they weren't, So they weren't as bad either about, they didn't like seize all private companies, but the only reason they didn't is because they couldn't. They came into power via like sort of democratic process in a parliamentary system, and they didn't have the amount of power the Bolsheviks and the Maoists did, and who knows what it would have been like if they had, but they didn't. They needed the support of like all these different groups, and that may have like attenuated, but all those groups also wanted to go to war with everybody, so yeah, you don't just rethink it. Anyway, I'm not like some super lefty either. I know I just said I want national healthcare, but it's silly time. It's silly time. Anyway, all right, so moving on. First Amendment should be nearly absolute, meaning what? Right now, it's Congress, state governments, whatever, they can't mess with you for being whatever, right? But if you work somewhere and they don't like your politics, they can fire you. Now, there's a lot of places in the United States where, and I'm going to, I guess, piss off right-wingers here, where you can be fired for any reason. I don't think that should be the way. I'm not saying it should be like France, where you have to get like government permission per se, but you shouldn't just be able to fire people for whatever reason, right? It should be a little bit hard. Why? Because companies are firing people for having certain views. You shouldn't be able to do that. But the Twitter mob comes after you, I'm going to fire you because you're bringing negative attention on us. Wrong. I don't think that there should be laws that like say that an individual company can't take away your constitutional rights, including Second Amendment, actually, and all the other ones. Like, they can't just like look through your personal computer, right? If you post something on Facebook your boss doesn't like, he shouldn't be able to fire you. If you go on Twitter and say something the guy that owns the company doesn't like, you shouldn't be fired for it. You shouldn't be beholden, because imagine that. You're now beholden to the Lord of the manor, right? So like, you know, my boss decides that he gets upset because because think about it, it could be anything. Like, you could be the wrong fan of the wrong sports team. The guy could fire you. That's incorrect. And so I think there should be protections there. Same thing with social media. Social media should just basically not be able to curate their feeds at all. They shouldn't be able to ban people except for like actual, like, go kill Nick. That's bad. But sitting there, and even like if people were like, you know, in fact, it's selective anyway, because people use Twitter to incite revolutions in Egypt and Algeria and Tunisia and Morocco and Syria. I mean, Bahrain. At one point, people might have forgot this, but the little country of Bahrain was like under threat of revolution spread on Twitter feeds. But no one's like, yeah, we should not let them do that. I don't know. Probably not a good idea to allow that. But short of that, like, especially in the United States, where if you're calling for the impeachment of a president, that's like somewhat treasonous, right? Like, I guess, unless you have a specific reason. I don't know. But I think that like more or less you should be allowed to say whatever you want at any time in America without fear of reprisal. Now, if people come back and go, I disagree with you, you don't have a protection against that, because now you'd be imposing a free speech restriction on someone else. But if someone like insisted like, oh, well, I don't like what you said, therefore you shouldn't have a job, it's like killing you. Because what they're saying is like, I don't really have the balls to shoot you in the face, so what I'm going to do is starve you to death. Incorrect. It's incorrect. Or what? You're going to put them on or yeah, actually, that's not what's going to happen. Welfare or jail. So let's say you some single mom says something on Facebook, gets fired, goes on full blast welfare. And now, instead of just letting her have a job, the people that threw her out of her job are now paying for all her stuff. Well, what? That makes sense. I'm not too terribly against UBI. So let me swing to the right or left or whatever. I don't think it's that bad an idea. I think we're getting to a point where It's not there yet, but someday in the not so distant future, automation is going to be a serious problem. Efficiency. We've gotten so efficient. I've talked about how, like, the lawyer that works 80 hours and If we don't make changes to that, you can have, like, lawyers out of work. And, you know, a lot of consultants think their job can't be replaced by a computer. But, like, dude, a lot of it can. All that stuff you're doing on, like, Excel. The PowerPoint, not as much because it's sort of creative. But math? Bro. Model building? Dude. I did it. I was able to replace myself with a computer program. I never was able to actually execute it, but it was, you know, I talked to the people that did that at our company, and my boss just didn't want me to do it, but I was like, dude, I can fully automate this. You can do it with anything. And, like, once you create the model, it no longer, you know, you've just replaced blah, 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 right? So it's not just factory workers in it, but there's a lot of problem with that. What happens when janitors are replaced by robots? Or partially, right? So, like, I used to have 5 janitors, but I got, like, 3 Roombas, and now I have 3. What happens when, like, fast foods figure out more automation? What happens when some jobs just dry up? What happens with people that are just not capable? What happens people that are unwilling and are pain in the ass? You got some pain in the ass in your office? Wouldn't you rather just have them go home, collect a little bit of money, and just stay the hell out of your way? So that's my view on that. Plus, you know, when you got a guy like, when you got these like monstrous billionaires with like ridiculously large sums of money, I know a lot of it is sort of the value of their companies, and if they try to actually sell it, they wouldn't actually get that. They could never cash in on those amounts because the act of selling it would lower the value of it. But you don't believe me? That's how the stock market works. But still, it's just a little bit much to have those dudes living in 50 different... Like, I own 10 palaces. Like, the average Bugatti owner owns 300 cars. And then you got people that are, like, worried about, you know, food and stuff. Like, nah. I know it's human nature and it's natural Pareto principle to get there, but we should do something to kind of mitigate that. And lastly, I think the Second Amendment should be like full bore. Like, you want to carry a gun, you carry a gun. Like, open carry. There should be nowhere in United States territory or city or whatever that can change that, that could abridge the Second Amendment right to conceal carry, to open carry, and own firearms. For instance, in New York, it's almost impossible to get a concealed carry permit. You have to, like, do all kinds of crazy stuff, be, like, super connected, right? Or have a very good reason for it, like security, or you do whatever. You should just be able to, as a citizen, just be able to carry a gun. You want to carry it on your hip like some cowboy? Okay. You want to keep it in your pocket? Okay. Anytime, all the time. Sort of like gentlemen were allowed to carry swords in medieval times, but peasants weren't. There are no peasants in America. Even though a lot of our society believes there are not. And so that's one of the main indicators. Can you carry a weapon? Are you allowed to defend yourself by the best means? Because in those medieval societies, peasants weren't allowed to carry swords. They carried smaller knives and clubs and, like, you see canes. So all these dudes run around with canes. You're like, what is going on with that? Why are these dudes all carrying canes? Well, it's because they couldn't carry swords anymore. And swords became kind of ineffective in the sense of, like, you just look silly. But also with firearms, it's kind of like, oh, and swords take a lot of practice. The big advantage of firearms over bows and crossbows in the Middle Ages. So you got bows, you got crossbows, you got firearms. At one point in historic times, a bow was actually the most effective weapon of those three. But here's the rub. It takes a lifetime to become an archer. It takes a lot of training. you basically have to devote a significant amount of time. Most people don't have it. The type of people that became mercenaries, like, you know, probably farmers that didn't want to farm. Or, you know, whatever. But they're not, even possibly, like, low-level nobility was required to be an archer. Crossbows require a lot less training. But they still require a little bit of, like, physical capability. You got to, like, hand crank that the actual bow thing back because the draw weight is so hard. It takes a little bit of, like, it's not that steady of a weapon. And it requires a little bit more, a little less training than a bow, but a little bit more than, say, it's a little bit harder of a weapon to aim and shoot than a musket. Well, you get to a musket, takes almost no training to fire, use a firearm, okay? You're like, wait, what are you talking about? I know people that trained did it. No. The Marine Corps in 2 weeks takes people that never have held a gun in their life and turns them into some of the best marksmen in the world, not counting special forces. I could hit a man-sized target from 500 meters or yards. I don't remember which it was. I think it's you. Because targeting is done in meters in the Marine Corps, and I don't really remember. It was a long time. It was 2001. So, like, a little, you know. But I could hit it 10 out of 10 times. My second try. Actually, you know, we did it. You just do it every day for, like, a week and a half. So I did it 7 out of 8 times. Those points. No, I didn't get enough points. From 200 meters, I can hit a person in the prone position out of 10 times or whatever it was. With a pistol, I can hit a man-sized target from 15 meters 10 out of 10 times. If I have, like, even a moment to aim. That's shooting at a target, not shooting at people, right? But still, with a bow? Yeah. Good luck with that. In order to get good enough at a bow, that would take probably months of training. Secondly is range. Obviously, modern firearms range is, like, dramatically. You're not going to, you know, effectively hit a point target of 500 meters with any kind of even modern bows. But still, but the point was that the ease of use of the weapon is what gave it its huge advantage. And what, so it's not that hard to become proficient. Especially, like, look, if you're carrying a pistol of any kind in your pocket, some little thing, you're not trying to hit someone 20 yards away. You're trying to defend yourself from, like, basically a physical confrontation at, like, 3 feet, at arm's length. You know, like, one example of this I can think of is Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman. The story goes, in Florida, this kid was at his dad's house as part of was like 17-year-old, but still a child, I guess, legally, right? So this kid's at his dad's visiting for the weekend, and he's walking through a neighborhood, and the neighborhood watch guy thinks he's suspicious, so he follows him down the street. The kid gets mad. Somehow they get in a fight, The kid ends up on top of the neighborhood watch guy, is like beating him up. That dude pulls out a gun and shoots him, kills him. Right? That's what concealed carry is for. It's not like I'm gonna get into like a massive firefight, like movie style. It's not the case. So you need almost no skill for that. Whereas if you're carrying a sword, that is not an easy tool to use. Like, it takes a lot of practice to be good enough to defend yourself, especially against another sworded opponent that, you know. Another thing is, you see, like, beef eaters, those guys are like knights and they carry spears because a spear will defeat a sword. I even went to a Renaissance festival to see people walking around with spears. Swords just a cooler looking item. But whatever. So there you go. There's my little political rant on four topics. I think it's like would make both left and right people kind of hate me. But and also here's something I'll admit right away. I don't actually know. I'm not convinced of my rightitude on any of these, right? Except for the free speech part. The other three, I don't know. That could be wrong. It may not be good. Maybe there's a good reason why, like, certain cities, not Philadelphia, have these, like, stringent gun rules. Doesn't appear to help. But whatever. Maybe I'm like, maybe it's like it would be 10 times worse if they didn't. I don't really know. I think one way, but I don't know. I'm maybe, like, national health care in the United States would be a giant disaster. Quite possible. We're not, I don't think we're doing as well in the United States as maybe we think we are. Also not as bad. I was watching Apollo 13 the other day, and that's not even attemptable today. Like, so something that was possible in 1969 technologically isn't in 2021. Man, just be able to do that with, like, computers that weren't as good as your iPhone, and now we have, like, supercomputer da-da-da-da-da, and we have no capabilities? It's kind of crazy. Like, I think our capabilities are monstrously diminished and hidden by, you know, basically the Fed just giving us money. But whatever. Hope you enjoyed it. Love you. Bye.